Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha, everybody. This is KP here, and we're kind of dealing with some new paradigms on the computer, so we'll work with those. And we all have stuff like that happen, that you have to learn something new and learn new ways of doing things. So in any event, we won't cover that right now, but this whole, I really felt like coming online for a short time and really talking about really seeing what's going on with I wanted to talk about what happened with the Mission Maui and the Mission to Maui, with which was centered on the lunar eclipse, which was a lunar eclipse. What was that? A wolf moon. It was a blood moon. It was a whatchamacallit. I don't know what other kind of moon thing it was. But then there was the return to light, or return of the light meditation, which was kind of arranged by, or was initiated by Cobra. And you know, I kind of felt beforehand, before this all got started, that this was going to be a pretty big one, and so I kind of wanted to just I didn't really maybe spend a lot of time talking about it. The You know, we did a final update just before we took off, and Cobra did a final update, and then then basically my part was on the 11th, on the 20th, and of course that's when the meditation was. And so, you know, we got going on, up there, and, you know, I thought it was kind of fascinating. This is a blood moon. Well, the color of my car was a Nissan Versa, which was a red Nissan Versa, and we're going into the lunar eclipse, and it didn't really hit me then, because I got there and I had to wait about 2 hours before the car actually was delivered to me. But it was amazing that it was, you know, that it was red. And so it was a, you know, perfect car for the mission. It certainly matches the color, where and the other thing was that Cobra had put out a post on the 20th that was, had to do with the ignition sequence. It said ignition sequence. So something we were, I felt something was being ignited energetically by this whole mission. And, you know, my part was just being on Maui. I knew this a long time. I knew this a long time ago. I knew a long time ago that, that my place for this particular meditation would be on Maui, and it would be at Haleakala. And so that was very important. I just knew it, and I knew it maybe a month before I left. And so that was one thing that kind of hit me. And you know, it was really a deal where that was, I knew the part that really wanted to be caretaked, I guess you want to, you know, you sort of caretake a place, and everyone had their own place. So one of the things that, as I go through some of the photos that I took, one of the first things as I was at the visitor station driving up there, there's a visitor statement station. I think it's about 7,000 feet up. And I happened to stop. I made some coffee, some of my own coffee. There's a plug that works up there so I can use my water boiler. And this visitor center, it's not the one at the very top. There is one at the very top, and I think they're renovating that right now. But this is one beforehand. And for the first time ever, I saw two Nene geese. And I don't know if they were male, female. Probably they were male, female. But I've never seen Nene up there. So there was something special about those, and I can't say exactly what it was, but definitely there was I'd never, ever seen Nene up on Haleakala. I don't think I have, but in any event, they were right there, visible to anyone who wanted to look at them. A lot of people just didn't even notice them. But they were very, very much a part of the whole process. So then I got to a point where on the 20th, and I guess it was about, right before the eclipse was to start, I just was driving up the road, and I wasn't sure where I was going to stop and watch or be a part and meditate as a part of the eclipse, return of light mission. But as I found this, all of a sudden, right over the road, and this was, I think it was photo number four, that I saw this, the moon, which of course was in its full stage, but then with a little crescent taken out of it. So I just felt this was the perfect place to clearly see it. And before I went up there, I noted that I felt like it was important to stay in joy and to really stay in the light. So this place, even though it was a little bit funny because cars would come around the curve with their lights on in the nighttime, and of course the lights were shining right on me. So what I had kind of got beforehand was that to stay, you know, in joy and stay in the light. I was literally in the light. I was in the headlights right there. And, you know, I was able to block it out, you know, with the little visor thing. You know, I could pull that down. And most of the time there weren't car lights coming at me, but it was just amazing that this felt like the right place. So I watched it until it became full, you know, just shortly before it became full. I started my own, just basically closed my eyes and started to meditate. And I was kind of out for about 45 minutes. So the, you know, when I did get to a point where I saw the full eclipse, and I took a photo of that. I took a couple. It's a little tough with my iPhone 7 camera, but I got a reasonable photo of it. And there were certainly a lot of other people who got some really great photos of the full red moon. So that was part of it. And then the next part was that I was to, once it became full, and shortly after that, the meditation I finished, and I started then driving farther up the mountain, Haleakala, until I got to really to the as far as you can drive up there, and to the sort of a there's a little house up there where you can actually look out towards the big island. But I didn't know. All I knew was I had this piece of stone called specularite, and I think I might have talked about it in one of the videos that we put up there. But it's like a hematite with these sparkles in it, and I don't know what the sparkles are made out of, but it's like they're stars. It's almost like they look like stars, and I put a photo of that up there. And one of the things was, if I can read this here, it's a high vibrational hematite. It both grounds and raises consciousness level, bringing it into everyday activity. It counteracts electromagnetic interference, energies, when used with green tourmaline on lepidolite. One can go even higher in consciousness. The stone is your cosmic anchor. That's the main point. Is to me, this represented what we were doing, that we were anchoring the new light into the planet, and that's why we were here. That's, to me, that's a major reason why if you call yourself a light worker or a grid worker or whatever, it's like it's a very important thing that's why, you know, it's important that we're here on the planet. We can connect, we can ground these new energies, allow these to come into the ground and into the planet, the physical 3D planet. And so specularite was very much, it just occurred to me before I left that I was to take this stone with me. And so I still have one here at home, which is my personal stone, but this one needed to be on Haleakala. And so that's what I did when I went up there, and I found a place for it, and it was near a silver sword, young silver sword plant, and in any event, that's what happened. So we did that, and I can say during the meditation, I can't really remember anything that I saw or felt. I did feel that a lot of, there was sort of a lightening. It wasn't a heavy thing. It was very much, there weren't a lot of things being released. It was almost like there was a lot of things that were coming in. And to me, that was very important. That's the main thing I felt. That it was a lot of energies that were incoming, and that was really for me. That was the primary purpose for being there, was to help these energies to come in. And of course, I knew we had done something big. And of course, when I say we, that means all the people who were participating in this, and I was. Certain. I know I called someone later, and I think it was the next day that Cobra posted an update about how the meditation really sort of really went way above the threshold needed to bring in the to bring in the new light. So he put out an update, and he basically said, I don't know if I highlighted it or not, but he said that there was I knew that there's some people who said, you know, something huge happened, and he estimated that between He said Return of Light meditation was a huge success, between 1 and 2 million people. Now, they've always been talking about 144,000, before at the same time, but it never really happened. So he said 1 or 2 million people were informed about the meditation, and between 300 and 400,000 were actually participating. So the critical mass was achieved many times over, is what he said. So he said the energy wave from the cosmic central sun has reached the surface of the planet, and that energy was anchored irreversibly. So that means it's done, and it's not going to be, you know, it came down, we almost did it, but then can't quite connect time. And I felt this too, that that we really things were really changed by what was done during that meditation. So one thing that he said, this has changed the structure of the primary anomaly around the planetary surface significantly, and we've entered the next phase of the compression breakthrough, the so-called nucleation phase. And then he goes into that. And if you want to read more about that, you can read that article. Yeah, it was just the one thing that I think is an important thing to say is that this also practically means that from now on, it will be much easier to create and reach light in your life. It means we have exited the resistance phase where we were fighting with the cabal into the breakthrough phase where we are simply creating our new reality. And while we calmly observe the old world collapsing, in fact, that's such an important paragraph. I'll put that down there. You know, I sometimes write these things, you know, and I'll put links to this. And you know, it's really one of those important things that you don't realize how important it is until after you read it. That's one reason I love to do these shows, is because a lot of times when I'm talking about it, it's like we're talking with someone else. And I know I'm talking with a fair number of people, not necessarily live, but that's one of the things that happens. It's like these inspirations come in, these messages come in, and it's like that particular paragraph that I will post along with this one is very, very, I could say very, very important. So, you know, we did that, been there, did that. I know there's a lot of other things that are related to that, and you can certainly, you know, he goes into some other things, talking about a polar shift, and which apparently is going to happen, and at some point, not right away, but this and that and this and that about the polar shift and some things happening that we may have a major wave on the planet, an actual physical wave. But at that time, you know, we'll be so far, as I understand it, we will be in a place where we'll know where to go, we'll know where to be, and so we'll see. Now, the other thing that happened to me after that after that meditation was, you know, I put a few pictures up that, you know, I saw quite a few cloud ships. I felt the presence of a lot of some, call them cosmic beings. I don't know what other word to use. You know, it's kind of significant that, you know, I got one photo that had several what I consider cloud ships. That to me, you know, represented the galactic connection and, or the cosmic connection, you know. And to me, that was very important to see those along with a beautiful sunset. But this was quite a, you know, I felt that, you know, we were being recognized, that, you know, these ships being there, we definitely were recognized, and they show their presence there. Now, yes, the other thing that happened to me, now this is on that same, let's see, the same night or the early morning, and I, when did I put that up there? When did I put that up there? Oh, okay. Yo, let's see. 21st drive up Haleakala message. Oh, it was the one about the, doggone it. It was the, where was that? I can't find it now. There was a stone specularite. Well, where did I put that up there? I thought I did. This is on the 21st, and I might have posted this before some of the photos. That's what happened. A light ship showed up, and this was the night, the early morning after the eclipse meditation. And it's one of those things, I seem to have this connection. I don't know if it's the same ship or not, but it's a light ship. It's just simply light. And I saw flashing lights, and I have seen this before. It does appear close to the horizon. But again, I saw one of the last major times I saw it was at Joshua Tree. Saw it at Joshua Tree, and it just shows up. And it showed up, and I could tell that it was not just a normal star, and it was not just a normal twinkle, like a twinkling star, but it was amazing. And I just kind of rested there, and I said thank you, and I'm putting this down. It's kind of a thing where I just was viewing this, and I didn't really ask any questions, but I kind of felt that I was being coded, giving codes, some type of codes for the next phase. And so, you know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. And we'll see what happens with that. But it was a great experience to see that craft again. And then eventually I did get sleepy enough that I was able to get some rest. But in general, I got very little sleep that night. So let's see what else happened. So the light ship showed up. And then the next day, a couple other photos in Iao Valley. And then, let's see, right after that, the Gaia portal came out. Now, this would have been on the early morning 22nd, I think, or the late night 20th. No, it wasn't late night 22nd. It showed up on the 29th, and it was a new Gaia portal. And it really kind of felt like the timing was just right on. And so I probably noticed it right in the morning of the 22nd. So let's see. Oh, no, this came out after I'd returned home. Okay, so I was horizontal, and I saw this came out, and I said, but it is to me, it's a very synchronous Gaia portal posting. And it said perturbations in the matrix are felt by all. So in other words, this matrix that we have created, you know, this illusion, the perturbations are definitely being felt by everyone. And as much as some people don't like to talk about it, I do. And that is, Donald J. Trump is a major part of this. that he is basically assisting in confronting some major parts of the Matrix, which of course is a mainstream media, the MSM Matrix mainstream, so-called mainstream media. And that is really being perturbed. And everyone's, the last thing I had that was about the last radio show was about the Trump effect. The Trump effect is definitely here. And people are being triggered by it. Things are being brought out. And they're given the opportunity to face it and release it and to wake up. So that's the Guide Portal first said that. Then planetary awakenings are near completion. So that seems pretty good to me. And it seems to align with what Cobra was saying in that update after the meditation was finished. And then it says fairy tales are abandoned. I think we're seeing a lot of people who are just so flipped out by certain things that they feel are, you know, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. It's like, you know, it's kind of like a massive, just in your face display of sort of craziness. And so a lot of folks, I'm sure, are seeing this and, you know, we're just abandoning this fairy tale. You know, we have to take a lot of it really has to do with the blame thing. The so-called triggered people being triggered. Well, you've got a trigger ready to pull. If you're being triggered, you've got a trigger point. That's your point. That's not something that anyone outside of you needs to take responsibility for. It's like they're walking around with all these triggers, all these button triggers, and they're not willing to release the trigger. In other words, they don't have to do this. And I've learned the same thing. I mean, when I was in AA and I still practice those principles, you take responsibility for yourself. And so that's part of the fairy tale, you know, that everybody else is causing me problems. And of course, it was always one thing or another thing, or my parents, or, you know, people who are in my life and all this stuff. No, we abandon those fairy tales and we work the steps. We work the 12 steps. Take responsibility for our own space. Dark forests are cleared. So to me, that means exactly what it says, but also the darkness is, I think the darkness is being cleared. Pardon me for a moment. Oh, baby. Yeah, I had to sneeze there. And finally, nature spirits rejoice. I do feel that this whole thing is exposing all the kind of the corporate bad ill treatment of this planet. And of course, of all of us who are here, we're a part of that too. And I do feel that we're going to be a part of the, we'll call it cleaning up of the planet. So, you know, it's a major, major point. So I think that really came up. The other thing I wanted to just mention, so, you know, the whole mission was exactly, I felt, what it needed to be. And then when I got back home on the 22nd, I actually for about, I think I went to bed about 10 o'clock and I slept until about 3 p.m. Not continuous. But, you know, that's about, ten in the morning plus whatever that is, five more hours, about 16, 17 hours. It was a long time. But my body was really, had really felt it. Sometimes that's what happens with these energy missions. So, and one of the things that happened was that, couple people have commented on it too, that, you know, I had this dream about waves, and I did post it. You know, this was kind of a thing where I saw these, it's like a series of waves, and they were getting bigger, and I knew that they were going to be big enough to probably, you know, the water, at least some of the water, the waves themselves weren't going to hit the building, but the water would come up and guaranteed maybe flood some of the floors in the fairly tall building that I was in. And so what happened was that these waves would come in, and I don't know if they really hit the building or not, but you know, they hit one side that I was looking at, the side that the waves were coming in, that side of the building. Then I know it hit the, I didn't see it hit the left side, nor did I see it hit the right side, but I knew another series had hit each side of the, of that building. And I know that some water got into a few apartments on the right side, and then I went to, so it's kind of like, at that point, everyone was checking on everybody else. And I was seeing how the people over there were doing, and everything was fine. And then when I came back to look at my apartment, which seemed to be on the opposite side, the side that wasn't being hit by the wave, someone was there to check and see if it was okay, everything was okay, and that I was okay. So it's kind of like we were all kind of watching out for each other. And, you know, everything was okay. We were protected and safe from any, quote, dangers. And to me, part of this really meant that these waves that are coming in, although I said either energetically or something else, to me I feel these are energetic waves, and that we're here to, you know, we have to go to a higher level, I was on a very high floor. So we have to rise up to that higher vibration level. And, you know, as we're on the higher floors, in the higher vibration, then, you know, these waves are not going to affect us. And we're going to be in a place where it's like everyone is taking care of us, of each other, and we're not going to let anyone, we're going to take care of anyone that is there. So that's about it for that. So someone else had mentioned that too. It says these were definitely felt that the dream represented energetic waves. So. So that's about it. And today was the time of going back to Mocha at Kona Coffee and Tea. So very much enjoyed that. And we're going to, again, continue to rest and allow the body to recover from what it's been through. And it's not a huge thing, but it's just that sometimes these missions just kind of, you know, you're connecting with very high, perhaps very high vibration energies that are being run through you so that the planet can accept them. So in any event, I think we're going to end this with Brada Is, but thank you all for listening, and thank you all for participating and enjoying the time that we've all spent together in this very key, very important meditation for the planet, for humanity on the planet, for the planet itself, for the galaxy and the cosmos. This was a very special time. So, aloha. Until we talk again. And with that, we will end with Brada Is Sovereignty Song, E Ale'e.
the land that she can give. Defend up her right to be free. Give our children liberty. Ea la ea, 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 ea la ea, ea.